also some halachas of the dalet minyan. We'll start with the halachas of the esrog. I just want to point out that the biggest challenge to find is you want to look for is your lulav, probably more for your esrog. So we will get to the halachas of a lulav. Some people think that esrog is challenging. Baruch Hashem, most esrogim sellers do a good job beforehand of giving you. You're pretty much guaranteed you're getting a kosher esrog if they tell you it's kosher. I can't say the same thing about the lulavim. So the love is more complicated. But talk about esrogim. The first question which comes up is an esrog with a pitum or esrog without a pitum. So esrog grows with a pitum. One of the psulim of an esrog is that it cannot be lacking a pitum either because it's considered a lack of being sholem. It's considered a chaser. And we have a drasha lekachtem, which should be lekicha tama, should be complete. You cannot take an esrog which is lacking. There's another reason why it possibly is a problem is there's a requirement that the esrog has to look correct, has to look nice. It has to be hadar. And the Magen Rambam says that a esrog which has a pitum, which is lacking a pitum, is a consideration of hadar. Now, why this is an issue is because lekicha tama is only an issue on the first day or two, and hadar applies all 7 days. So how we define it is going to be a question. But there are many esrogim which are sold in the market without a pitum. So how is that acceptable? They're lacking a pitum. So why are they a problem of a hadar or considered a chaser? So the Ramos says that they're okay because this is how they grow. Now, the truth is that most, even those esrogim, at the very, very beginning, before they actually grow into an esrog, there is a pitum and it falls off just at the beginning of the growth. So it's considered they grow without a pitum, so that's normal. But Shabur says there are two simanim to recognize those esrogim, and those esrogim fell off way at the beginning, and therefore they're considered kosher. One is that there's a little indentation in the place where the pitum would be, and a second one, which Mishabur does not mention, but there are people after, as it pointed out, it always comes with a rim which grows around it. There's a small raised rim around that indentation which goes around. On the top, there's a rim. That indicates that originally did have it grow only way at the beginning did it have this pitum and fell off before the actual growth of the esrog, and it's kosher. If it fell off later on while the esrog already had grown and the pitum fell off while it's on the tree, that's still going to be a problem because it's not how it normally grows, and therefore that would be considered and it actually would not look like that. So Beshem, tomorrow we'll go through some of the halachas, the things you're looking for, whether you have an esrog with a pitum or esrog without a pitum, one of the things you're looking for when you go and buy an esrog. Sure, will be at 10 o'clock. Have a good morning.